Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Often imitated, never duplicated. You're in the right place. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Bergman. Great broadcast as usual. You can check out our website, thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, or all the great products. And you can call us 877-817-9829 directly if you have any questions or comments. For the show today, we have two great guests. Sherry Edwards, been a while since she's been on, from Sound Health Options. She's a favorite, longtime guest. For people who are new listening, she uses your voice, sound that comes off of it, and she kind of, she's mapped voices and can kind of tell what's going on with you from your voice, and then using that frequency to then harmonize different things in your body. Very fascinating. Of course, Sherry Rogers will also be here. One of the great medical minds, at least general medical minds. I mean, just, she's one of the best in the country. And with her research and everything she does, I mean, this is a doctor I'd go to, and that I can't say that about very, very few. If you'd like to call in any kind of questions for either one, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944, give us a call. We'll get you in. Just don't wait for an invitation. Just call or email support@powerhournation.com. We do have I know some email questions Catherine has put together for us from you all, and you can add to that at any time. At least do it quickly so we can get it in before they come on. And we're going to be going over the news with Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back, Dan. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. It is a great day. We're going to get some great stories and then great guests today. New Zealand gun control fails as Kiwis ignore the new bans. We went over this a couple days ago,
it's wonderful.
Again, still, they thought tens of thousands of guns were going to come
be flying in. What'd they get? 50?
500.
Oh. 500. That's more than I thought.
New Zealanders are apparently armed to the teeth. There's like 4 million people in the country, or 3 something million, four, close to 4 million. And there's well over a million guns in the country.
Love it. Love it.
That's what but they don't know. That's what they're estimating. So they don't really know.
Right. Nobody has a license, so they can't keep track of them.
Right. They've effectively nullified the law banning semi-automatic firearms and shotguns by completely ignoring it. You want to know how take power?
Come and take them.
Government has power as long as you give it.
That's right.
It's really that simple. Ladies and gentlemen, U.S. envoy in Israel has a quote right to annex Palestinian land in West Bank. So I guess what they started 50 years ago there in Palestine, taking over, pushing Palestinians out.
I guess they're going to
finish it off.
They're going to finish it off. Yeah, I think so.
Do you think that's going to go well?
No. It's not going to go well.
Well, supposedly the Jared Kushner's deal of the century. When Jared Kushner comes up and says, "I got the deal of the century for you," what?
Run!
Yeah,
run!
I don't think that would be very good.
No, me neither.
Of course, we'll be keeping an eye on this, but as of right now, U.S. is saying that Israel has a right, basically, to take that land on the West Bank.
That's what I heard.
I think
there's going to be trouble.
Canada now arresting Christian pastors and prosecuting them for teaching the Bible. So you heard about the pastor that went into a, I don't even know how this people even know this, but a predominantly gay community in Canada, mm-hmm. and started preaching the Bible. And they got upset and called the police on him. And so,
well, this was easy to predict 10 years ago.
How so? What do you mean?
Well, you know, the laws that they were enacting, you know, the preachers. Remember, Steve was telling us that at the table?
Telling you what?
About they can't preach the Bible up in Canada.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
He's talking about Steve, my uncle Steve, another uncle of mine who's a pastor, was talking about Canada, these laws, how very restrictive on what they said already in Canada.
Yeah, a long time ago.
So David Lynn's his name, and he got arrested, and now he's banned from this certain area of teaching about. So I guess, so the article ends. So in essence, it's now a crime to be an out-of-the-closet Christian. It's funny. Out-of-the-closet.
I get it. I got it.
Hit the hi-hats on that one. Labor discusses plan to bring in a 10-hour work week and slash pay by 75% under a radical scheme to tackle climate change. You're going to hear more and more and more and more and more about this, especially if Dane. Go ahead.
They're going after the airlines now too.
If Dane, if what Dane Wigington said is true, great interview with him about the climate manipulation, and certainly I can see the quote unquote chemtrails, geoengineering trails, whatever you want to call them. I could see them.
Oh, yeah.
I know this is going on. We know there's aluminum in the soil. We know there's God only knows what else.
Yeah, they wouldn't have a patent on the seeds that would grow in aluminum soil if it wasn't happening.
System to circumvent United States sanctions on Iran will be ready soon, the German finance minister said. So U.S. is supposedly going to put pressure on Iran. Sanctions, what have you, about the nuclear threat, quote unquote, that they are. Germany is saying that, well, we're about to have a system in place where the sanctions are meaningless. And the financial payment system will totally circumvent U.S.
Probably
sanctions.
John Kerry's showing them how to do it.
It's funny. Speaking of Julian Assange, we talked about him a day or two ago. U.S. makes formal extradition request to Britain for Julian Assange. So he's in jail. So now he's been in Britain's jail.
Yeah.
A British jail. So now U.S. makes a formal request to get him over here.
I hope he comes.
Why?
Because I think he's going to testify for us.
What makes you say
for
that?
Us? I just think
you just got that feeling.
I got that feeling. Why would they bring it? They're not gonna. I mean, it's already settled that journalists can use information,
classified material, if they were involved in a crime and getting it.
Yes. So it's already settled.
But that if the United States government wants you, if the deep states want you, they'll find reasons.
Oh, true. True. But I just have that feeling.
We'll see.
You know, this is the Pentagon Papers. That's what I was thinking about.
This story, if you want to know why why we should have resisted any semblance of this agenda and this LGBT agenda and the teaching in school and the what have you and the in the media and whatever all it is. If you ever wondered if you should or should not have challenged it and stopped it and not accepted any of it to be taught to our young children, this next story will probably change your mind. We can't prove sex with children does them any harm, quote unquote, says Laborling NCCL. Evidence has emerged that views of the pedophile information exchange influenced policymaking at the National Council for Civil Liberties has been campaigning for, quote, pedophile love. So now, because we have accepted what we've accepted in this
country.
Because we're tolerant, the next thing is, they are will be pushing.
Yeah.
We can't prove sex with children does them harm.
Right. The next thing is there's going to be a trial between a complaint from a parent and that their kid was molested, and it's going to be taken, and they'll probably win.
Yeah, saying, well,
it was consent.
They're 14 years old. They got consent. It doesn't harm. You can't prove it harms them.
Yeah.
They can consent. They're sentient beings.
Yeah. This is not a good road to take.
This is exactly about the abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed the interview yesterday, if you care about the abortion issue at all, I don't care what side you are, for or against whatever this abortion issue is turning into. The interview yesterday, the father of the abortion movement industry in America became repentant at the end of his life and spilled the beans on totally what he did and how he did it. You got to listen to this interview.
That's a big weight to carry on your shoulder, killing all those kids.
75,000 he's involved.
Wow.
Why do I bring this up? Because we accepted that abortion, now this quote-unquote legitimate people are now saying, well, the child's not 3 years old yet, so why can't parents kill a two-year-old or a one-year-old? They can't survive it. They're just there.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where this goes. See, if it's all situational morality being taught in school, you want to know what religion is taught in school? Secular humanism.
That's correct.
It's situational morality. And so you think, oh, that doesn't mean anything. Oh, it doesn't. Why do you think our society is saying these things? Ladies and gentlemen, this woman with a straight face, supposedly legitimate, from a civil liberties group backing pedophiles, says, we cannot prove sex with children does them any harm.
That's just nonsense.
Do you see where we are? Because people with morals, with standards, with a biblically, you can use moral, biblically based or not, but let's go with America's biblically based. Let's go with biblically based. Because biblically based people have said nothing and have done nothing. This is where we're at.
Yeah, I agree.
Missouri's only, speaking of abortion, you know, we did the story of Missouri's about to get rid of the last abortion clinic. Missouri's about to be the first state, no abortion clinics at all. Yep. They had an injunction.
They did.
The judge granted the injunction. Basically, it's still open until the state makes a final determination on if their license could be renewed or not. So this is still up in the air. Anybody who lives in, I don't care where you live, Missouri, not Missouri, you live anywhere, I don't care if you live in China, if you're hearing this broadcast and you want this clinic closed, please call Missouri State Department, call the Department of Justice in Missouri, call the, whoever licensed the licensing agency in Missouri, call them and raise holy hell, mm-hmm. We want this abortion clinic gone. We want death gone from our state.
Absolutely. I agree.
They want to,
enough people call, it'll be closed in a snap.
That's right. If people want abortion, they can go to New York.
Right.
That's why you have 50 states. If you don't agree, if people don't agree or something bad happens in one state, well, there's other states. That's division of power.
That's right.
Not the Supreme Court.
States are supposed to be little science projects.
Eyewitness saw a second shooter firing at the Las Vegas shooting. Yeah, we've known that.
Oh, yeah.
Now it comes out. Now it's pretty clear that the... been proven.
Yep.
There's multiple guns. What's the guy's name? Steven, I won't say Paddock, but that's the other guy, isn't it? I don't know.
Who knows? There's so many.
Pardon me. U.S. Customs Agency says travelers' photos were stolen by hackers. Anything you put in digital on the computer, ladies and gentlemen, is
easily hacked.
Well, I don't know. The government doesn't. Let's put it this way. The government's data that they have on you mm-hmm. is easily hacked.
Right.
let's put it that way. Speaking of guns, we mentioned the New Zealand situation at the beginning of the broadcast. Congressman Lucy McBath from Georgia. You know, Georgia's getting rid of abortions, and now they're electing people like this. She's a first-term Democrat congressman from the 6th Congressional District, and now she calls for a, quote, gun-free society.
Oh,
I mean, this is not huge news because politicians do this all the time. What I want to bring up, remember, if you listen to the broadcast yesterday, the way words were used, you know, choice and framing mm-hmm. debates. Do you see? One of the reasons the gun debate goes nowhere in America, because they're against something. You don't want to be against anything.
Right.
That's why the abortion thing, they want to be for choice.
Right.
For choice, for women's rights.
Yep.
Aren't you for women's rights?
Mm-hmm.
How can you answer? So guns, let's ban guns. See, you're against it. Where's that going?
Totally different paradigm when you do that.
Right. So notice what she doesn't say that. She says gun free.
Right.
Everybody loves free.
Yeah.
A gun free society. Yeah. Everybody likes a free society. So now let's just have a gun free society.
That probably cost the Democrats about $100,000
to come up with that slogan.
Yeah.
Or whoever. Whoever's doing it. You'll be shocked to learn that a book claim. You remember the story? One big article, huge study came out saying women that are Christian, married, and with children are significantly happier than those who aren't.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember it.
And then almost immediately, a story came out contradicting it, saying, oh, they just lie when they're not in the room, when they go out the room. Remember that?
We
talked about this? Okay. Well, that story where they said married women are not happier than unmarried women, you'd be shocked to learn that book claiming, quote, married women are less happy is total, and the article says bull bleep bleep bleep. Anyway, from Information Liberation, happiness expert, quote unquote, happiness expert, Paul Dolan's claim that married women admit to being less happy than unmarried women when their spouse is out of the room was based off a misreading of the data, adjunct professor Gray Kimbrough has revealed.
How does this moron know?
Well, he looked at the Gray Kimbrough looked at all the data, and it would say there were certain categories where spouse absent or partner absent.
He interpreted
that as, oh, that meant they were out of the room when they asked the question. No, it meant they were out of the house. They were separated.
Right.
And that's why he went with this. And then the New York Times went with this. I made a big article. I mean, yeah. This is, you see where this goes, Lisa?
Yeah.
You, is there,
it, everything is twisted.
Do you, for evil, when the evil,
yeah.
Do you see when, you know, the interview yesterday is so important.
Oh, it was,
it's up
yeah.
on,
it,
it's
excellent.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's important. And how, Dr. Nathanson would, just make up things, make up stories. Well, 60% of women, you know, want abortion on demand. Or 60% of people.
I know.
Just make it. Where'd you get that figure?
Yeah, what was it, 2% or so? Or 6%?
Half a percent.
Yeah,
half a percent at the time in the 60s. One half of 1% of America wanted abortion on demand.
Right. And he lied.
And said it was 60%.
60%. Yeah. Well, it worked.
Well, then women, see, women like to, oh, other women are thinking this way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to, you know, then they feel with it anyway. Married people are happier than other population subgroups. That's pretty much a fact that we found out.
I think so.
Los Angeles' typhoid and typhus outbreaks caused by the willfully negligent Democratic-run city government. See, why? I don't even like that we start labeling them, because the Republicans don't do anything.
They don't do nothing.
They're
either.
Complicit. Right. It's this government. Government is a cancer.
It is.
Our founding fathers knew that from the beginning to the end to now, and they'll tell you it's a cancer, and you got to keep it in a box.
That's right. Keep chains on it.
Anyway, let's go move on. Alabama governor, boy, they're getting serious in Alabama. Kay Ivey, she just signed a chemical castration bill into law. So if you molest a child under 13 years old, as a condition of your parole, you can get chemically castrated.
Good.
Well, I don't like that because people are falsely arrested.
Okay.
I think it should be maybe a twice convicted or something. I don't know. I just have hard, I mean, it's irreversible.
Right.
I just have a hard time. There's so many people who are falsely.
That's true.
Especially even on death row, so many of those people are there wrongly. And so I don't like that.
I can see your point.
But I see their point too.
Yeah.
See their point also.
That would be some deterrent.
Maine governor, while some states in the Southeast and the Midwest are limiting abortion and are choosing life, the Northeast is going the other direction. Maine governor signs law expanding medical professionals allowed to perform abortions. They're going to make it so you can go to 7-Eleven and get an abortion with your slushy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jeez. Elderly New York man kills repeat burglars and is charged with using an unregistered gun and arrested.
I heard that.
You believe this?
Yeah, well, maybe this will be a good test case.
Okay.
You know? Take it to the Supreme Court.
Okay, here's another. All these businesses who are signing this, at least that I can see, I am marking in my brain. I'm searing them in my brain. I hate this. I am disgusted by this. This whole issue, you know how I feel. Right now, I totally agree with Terry. America is either going to choose life or death.
Mm-hmm.
From Breitbart, top execs of 180 companies, quote, abortion necessary to be successful in business. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Is that what they're talking around in their meetings?
The top execs of more than 180 companies have signed a letter that says abortion is essential in order for people to be successful in their business. When everyone is empowered to succeed, our companies, our communities, and our economy are better for it. Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, that's nonsense.
I know I just hurt some people's sensibilities by saying effing, but are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, really.
Did you hear what this letter just said? Among the companies, Bloomberg, MAC Cosmetics, H&M, Yelp, Square, Ben & Jerry's, Atlantic Records, Pop Sugar. I don't even know what Pop Sugar
is. GE's got to be on there.
No, that's not on this, but that doesn't mean this is a short list here of the 180. Our communities are better when there's abortion.
Nonsense.
This is nonsense.
When
are churches, when are people who have faith, when are people who have morality? Look, ladies and gentlemen, and you're probably getting aggravated at me keep going over this. It is now. It is on right now. Right now. It is on. This can go either way. Which way is it going to go? If anybody brings up anything even remotely to about abortion or whatever around me, I go effing nuts on them.
Yeah.
I go nuts on them. Now, you choose what you want to do. They about never want to talk to me again, and I don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't care at all.
Yep. Well, you know, how many millions and millions of people have been aborted? How many Nikola Teslas have been aborted
that
could have changed the world?
That's right.
That could have changed.
How many women have been ruined or have been their whole outlet, their psyche?
I know a lot of women that had abortions, and every one of them regrets it. Every one of them regrets it.
Well, in the 60s and 70s, it's just a blob of tissue. Yeah. It's just this. It's just
no. It's deep in their psyche.
You see what they're doing now, ladies and gentlemen? They're pushing abortion, pushing death, and now they're saying, sex with children. We can't prove that it's harmful to them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense when you look at what's going on. I don't accept any of this.
Nope.
If anybody brings up any of this, let somebody bring up women's rights to me about this. Just let them. God, at the damn. I apologize. I've been really good about not cussing, ladies and gentlemen. But
it's infuriating.
When are you going to get angry about something?
Mm-hmm.
I was at the T-ball game with my little girl the other day, and somebody said something, and I know, boy, she gave me. I snapped back quick. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Well, she shut up fast.
No, that's good.
You're not going to say that around me without me saying something, anything remotely. I don't want to hear it. International Planned Parenthood allegedly hired prostitutes for staff, donors, guests, or at official functions. Not surprising at all. They're in the business of death and immorality. What do they care? New cars to be equipped with breathalyzers, they say. So in the next 10 years, they want to have breathalyzers on every car for you to start the car.
Yeah, you won't be able to drive unless you breathe into it.
Beijing summons U.S. tech leaders to summit with threats of, quote, punishment if they follow Trump.
No.
There's some great health news here. I'm sorry we didn't get to late. I'm just so... Let me calmly, succinctly say this. We are at the crossroads of this country. I know that you can feel it. And there's two or three issues that are that issue on the wall. Abortion is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. So gird up your loins, so to speak. We'll be right back. Sherry Edwards. God bless you. Good to be with you. The power...
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum! If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make you aware of the specials over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Check those out. Sherry Rogers will be joining us after Sherry Edwards. Two Sherrys today. Sherrys are wild today. And we'll get more into those, but we got specials. We thank you so much for your purchases and your donations and what have you. So thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Now getting to our first guest, she is a longtime friend of the Power Hour. Soundhealthoptions.com is her website. Soundhealthoptions.com. She is a pioneer, really. She's almost one of a kind, almost. Where she takes vocal prints and then she starts to research them and maps them and breaks them down. It's fascinating research. It's amazing to talk to her. Great to have her on again. Sherry, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes, it's been a while. It's been way too long. How have you been doing?
Been doing great, breaking codes, and we have some exciting news today that we are breaking on your show.
Oh, very cool. Before we get to that, just especially we always have new listeners. Why don't you, I gave an introduction, but you can tell a lot better than I can. What exactly it is do you do? What is Sound Health Options?
Well, that's a great introduction. We run a research center in which we put a microphone in front of someone's voice, and we look at all the frequencies of their voice, and we can tell what's going to happen to them and what has happened, what diseases, just by the math in their voice. I'll give you a good example. Over a year ago, we predicted that Elton John was going to come down with some kind of disease or syndrome that attacked his muscles. And just last month, he collapsed and couldn't walk. And that kind of thing we can do all along with anybody, but we'd rather teach them to do it themselves. So we have set up an online workstation for everybody to do their own work, or if they don't want to do that, we'll do it for them.
Fascinating. Let's get back to Elton John. So people who are listening are probably like, what? Say that again? Explain that a little more. Go into that a little deeper. What did you see? You heard his voice, and what did you detect a year ago?
We were asked to look at his voice by someone close to him because they were concerned. And so we got a recording of him talking, and we put it in our machine, the same one that's available to anybody who wants to use it. And it came out that there was some drug residue, even though he hasn't been on drugs for years, he claims. that showed a deterioration of the nerves of the muscles, and it looked like myasthenia gravis, which is something like Parkinson's, where the muscles deteriorate. And so that was published, and then last month or so, it was in the news. He had collapsed and couldn't walk and had to be carried off the stage. We took the information from a recording where he was talking about this was going to be his last tour, and people wanted to know why he was saying that, since he is such a world-famous, wonderful singer. Why would he say that? And in his voice, he already knew a year or so ago that this was coming. We just confirmed it by looking at one spot in his voice that indicated a predictive outcome of muscle deterioration.
So did you, the person who, how did they find you, the person who was close to him, and did you get back to them, and then did you connect, did he get the information you gave him?
Well, we had worked before with Elton John's sound man, Clive, which I don't even know if he's still with them. He was, but it was somebody who knew Clive, and they got in touch because we had had a relationship based on what I teach at the university. The frequencies in your voice tell us what's going to happen right now, what's going to happen in the future, because we can look at genetics. We've been doing this for 30-some years, and we've collected so many vocal prints that we're able to look, okay, that's like this guy. And those comparisons tell us what's really going on. What we come to the conclusion of, Daniel, is this incredible, mysterious piece of information that if you look at the brain as the central processing unit, it's using frequencies, and we don't know how they are generated originally, but the brain is using frequency to run the body through all the nerve network. And we just broke the code for all of those frequencies and what they mean. And what it shows us is if we can get a vocal print and look at it and we really tear it apart, we are just sound-based or math-based, very sophisticated robots. And just as we are making things in our image, I think somebody made us in their image, and we are their robots of that generation or whoever's out there doing it.
Okay, so you said a lot there. Robots, that word sounds kind of weird. Where does our soul come in this? Where does our spirit come in this? Our bodies are a bioelectric computer. Basically, that's what you're saying. Our bodies are a bioelectric computer that you have broken the code on the frequencies used for it. Where does spirit come involved with that? Where does all, you know, what are the answers to all these questions? You're opening up a can of worms here.
Well, thank you. That feels kind of nice. But if you consider the interstitium, which is what acupuncture uses to look at what's going on in the body, it's this layer underneath the skin. And what we've discovered is the soul, what we call the consciousness, is magnetic and electrical potential, and it's in octaves, and octaves from cycles per second, a one to four contain consciousness and the soul. And if we can go into your body, because what we provide to you are frequencies that sort of interfere with these all the numbers. I'll just give you an example. We had a lady last week, she had glaucoma, and this was in the clinic, and they couldn't figure it out what was going on, and the computer said, it's glutathione. And so I didn't know glutathione had anything to do with glaucoma, so I went to the database that the government keeps, and sure enough, there was the information that glutathione, the lack of it controls or causes some people to get glaucoma. Now, it doesn't cause it everybody to have the same response, because just like we build cars in our image of getting around and moving, everybody's different. And so lack of glutathione, one person will cause toxicity, and in her case, it tended to cause eye problem, glaucoma, and the computer showed us that.
Okay, so then you have a counter frequency that kind of gives that frequency to her, gives glutathione in a frequency mode to her to repair her, or what?
Absolutely, or she can take the nutrients. We can give her music that contains the frequencies, but the math is the best. Just go to the math, and you can see the pattern, and then you give it back to people as a frequency, which is a form of math.
All right, let me ask you a couple, kind of a little off the topic, or but down the same vein, questions. Have you heard the controversy about 440A and 432A, how our music changed frequencies, changed vibrations?
Absolutely. And everybody has their own. Not everybody is 440. They could be 441 or whatever. But if you go back to the 432, that is a better mathematical rendition of what we are, because it has this perfect nines. I don't know how to explain that. It just works better mathematically at 432. 440 has some leftover residual stuff that really doesn't belong in there.
So it causes disharmony. So the music industry today, you know, anybody who's a musician, I play guitar, so I know what A440 means. So if you don't, the note of A resonates at 440 hertz. So you can tune it to 440 hertz, or you can tune it to 432 hertz. And every other note then comes off that note, is tuned to that note. So when everything's in 440, the music has a touch of disharmony in it. And when we listen to it, there's a little disharmony that comes onto us. When it's 432, you're saying it helps create harmony and stimulates homeostasis in the body. Would that be accurate?
That's perfect.
Okay.
It's math. Everything divides and multiplies equally with nothing left over with 432. Just math.
Wow. I could go a lot of places here. You talked about the soul and touching the soul and vibrations. I mean, your research is very pioneering. I have to believe that there's people in little black suits and black cars going around paying attention to what you're doing.
Yes, and they've been in touch.
They've been in touch. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, we have a program that we can tell when someone's lying, and they really want that program. A lot of lawyers and judges and I don't know who all, Department of Defense, want the program. And I just refused to write it, so I didn't want it to be taken away from us. So what I do is I teach people how to tell when someone's lying, and we have documentaries. But the program itself I have not written down, because I've been afraid from the FDA and all those people for 20 years. And that's one of the reasons we took everything very, very slow, and we didn't begin to step out into the public until some big wigs like the Mayo Clinic and the MIT begin to take this up and they're using it. So we feel a little safer in coming out with more information. We've only released about 20% of what we can actually do.
Does this make you, I don't want to use fear, because I'm not trying to say that at all, but are you concerned, it sounds like you are, that this technology, this inspiration, revelation, whatever it is, you know, it can be used to help people, but it can also be used to hurt people, to manipulate them.
Absolutely, it can. Some of the studies we've been doing about sounds that distort the perception of time How valuable would that be with space travel? And that's one of the things that we have not even mentioned to the public until today. And so those kinds of things really belong to the people. We're working on the idea of being able to give medications by frequency. Look at what's going on with the government. They want to tariff China. What is it, 80% of our medicines come from China? As soon as that's done, they're going to be rationed. We can provide frequencies to people to help them move beyond their pain or whatever is going on with them. We don't have all the answers, but we have enough, and I am determined that this is going to belong to the people. That's why we did this online workstation where everybody can do their own stuff, and right now we are concentrating on PTSD. There is a tremendous need with all of this chaos and government interference, and they're scaring us with what they do and what they've done, and toxins and glyphosates and vaccines, and we didn't have any way to fight back. Now we do.
Do you see, I'm going to ask you a much broader question. Do you see we're coming on an opportunity for change, a renaissance of ideas and concepts, and the human spirit to explode or into a control mechanism? Or what do you see? Do you see us changing?
I see more and more control coming down through our political system, through lobbyists and big pharma and big banks, the need to control the populace. And they're doing it through our health system. We're either going to, one of these is far-fetched, we're going to either need a common enemy for the people to come together, and that could be an alien drops around on the planet or something. Because look at all the fights and all the wars. Or the people are going to have to step up and take control of their own health, because whoever controls health controls the people.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you're talking about manipulating time and perception. And I mean, I don't even know what should I ask you now? What is the next question I should ask? What should I ask you?
Well, for maybe how people could get in touch and do this for themselves. We just did a big diet project for people so they could go online and see what's really keeping them unhealthy and overweight. Not that the two go together 100% of the time, but that's one of the biggest problems we're trying to solve. We try to help solve the breathing problems for all the California people that were in all those fires.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to provide the information for people. Like, we suggested to Bill Gates, instead of just paying out all of this money for vaccine damage, why don't you use our computer program to test people before they get the shot to see which one is going to be injured? They called me all kinds of names. That tells me that they're not looking for anything that will quell the injuries.
Whoa, Sherry, hold on. This is big news. So you reached out to Bill Gates' foundation and brought this up, or you talked to who? What are you saying here?
Bill, I talked to Bill Gates' foundation.
Yes.
And this is what they came back with, a letter. Like, you're a crackpot, don't ever talk to us.
Don't ever contact us again.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
It seems to me a simple solution. We found out that quercetin, we've known this for 10 years or more, quercetin helps the vaccine, if they have to take it, turn into something positive in the body. And last year, somebody actually did a study on that and found out that quercetin really, before a shot, was really helpful. So we've been about 20 years ahead of our time since we started. And this all started with an idea, not data. statistics, an idea. An idea that comes from the fact that I have mutated ears. I have something called sacculus that's been activated, and it's just not normal in everybody's ear. And then because I hear differently, my voice is different. So in the beginning, I didn't know what was going on. I heard sounds from people. Then we found out that they're coming from their ears. And then Johns Hopkins University is using that sound in animals to help predict disease. And so we were already ahead of them. We didn't know what we were doing. We're just kind of munching around to see what the sounds were I was hearing. Then we found out they are sounds that are stressed in the vocal print. So we completed computer programs, software, and we give away that software to people. We give away nutrition and muscles to anybody who wants it so that they can monitor their lives easier.
Okay, tell us, do you have a phone number that we can contact you? Your website, soundhealthoptions.com, soundhealthoptions.com. Do you have a phone number?
Yes,
740-698-9119.
But we already have this online workstation, Sound Health Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, and they can go into services and have their vocal print done on us. It's our gift to get this started and accepted in the universe. It's just too far ahead for people to understand. The only thing like it is the stuff on Star Trek where they have this little tricorder and they fix a broken bone. We know those frequencies to fix a broken bone. And we've done research on it. We've proven what we can do. Our next step is to get it to everyone.
So you can just listen to a voice and tell what's going on. Like you just have a natural innate talent for it.
Right. We just computerized it all.
Okay. SoundHealthOptions.com, SoundHealthPortal.com, 740-698-9119. So when you listen to my voice, I mean, I don't, if I'm dying or nothing, don't tell me on the radio, tell me off air. But when you listen to my voice, what do you, what do you hear? What comes to your mind or what do you feel?
I feel liver stuff more than anything else. You have some beginning of allergies, which we have created on our own, and yours are concentrated in your sinuses and navel, but it's the inability to create some enzymes, and we would be able to look specifically at those enzymes in your case. But I'm not set up right here to do your sound because it breaks equipment anyway because it's very loud. But I will certainly take this recording and run you through our computers. Takes like 5 minutes to run you through and punch a button and get your report.
Wow. That would be fantastic. And so everybody who's listening, they could have that done too, or that you teach them how to do that themselves, correct?
Right. And the 2-day classes that we teach, we're also gifting that to right now to anybody who wants it. They can take the class. We give them 2 computer programs, and they can do this on their own. They can set up a business, whatever they would like. My rose-colored wish for the world is that we don't have to pay $700 for an EpiPen that's going to keep us alive. We can tune in a sound, and we know that sound, and give the frequency to the person and tell the pharmaceutical company, go stuff it. I'm not dealing with that kind of gouging and tyranny for something that's absolutely necessary. And go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say that I think I'm guilty of this also. What you're saying is so outside the box and outside of people's paradigm. And then so people dismiss it or they don't even recognize it. Then they don't value it. And I'm guilty of this just like other people with certain things. Ladies and gentlemen, she is trying to, for free, get you to be able to do this. And you may think this is the nuttiest, craziest thing you've ever heard. You may be totally intrigued. You may think this is the devil. I don't know what you think, but, you know, she's offering to help you do this for free. And so I think it would be well worth your time to check this out. SoundHealthOptions.com, SoundHealthPortal.com, 740-698-9119. We got about a minute left, Sherry, in conclusion.
There's really nothing wrong with the sounds in your voice. It's what you do about it. For instance, reversing MS. The proof's in the pudding. We are able to do this. Let's share it.
Wow. I don't know what else to say. Quickly, is there anybody that you've listened to, famous, anybody up there, you know, A.G. Barr, Mueller, whatever, anybody, Trump, that's out there saying anything that you've done lately that kind of surprised you or something interesting?
Absolutely. We've been Trump and Mueller and Nadler or Nader, whatever his name is, and most of them are withholding information. There's a lot of surprises. I thought it was going to be about ego, but being paid. There's a couple people who have promised physicians. You can see that in there.
Okay. We got to go. We got to go, Sherry. God bless you. Stay right there, Sherry, and I'll talk to you during the break for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, Sherry Edward, or Sherry Rogers, other Sherry on the other side. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com, PowerMall.com. Stay right there, Sherry.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.